Sandman hashtag reform our media video urges fight against big media. Lawyer, more lawsuits coming. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Friday, March 15, 2019. Lawyers for Nick Sandman have posted another outstanding video to YouTube, this one about the 16-year-old boy's fight against the Goliath media corporations and leftist social media mob that smeared him. The latest video, posted as hashtag ReformOurMedia, invites viewers to stand up and fight the soulless corporations that smear and attack whomever they wish, with no fear of retaliation, such as their financial power. Sandman, with the help of attorney Lynn Wood and Todd McMurtry, is fighting back. On Tuesday, they filed a $275 million defamation lawsuit against CNN. That action followed the $250 million claim against the Washington Post filed in late February. Now comes another hard-hitting video. Fake news from Memorial. It opens with young Sandman's story, which began when the boy from Covington Catholic High attended the March for Life on January 18. When he and his school chums gathered at the Lincoln Memorial to catch buses for the ride home, a group of crackpots, the black Hebrew Israelites, verbally assaulted them and passers-by with racial and other insults. The boys replied with high school chants. They said nothing dirty or remotely racist, as the media falsely claimed later on. But they did wear MAGA hats they had purchased as souvenirs. As the radical blacks carried on, Nathan Phillips, a Native American elder and military faker, approached Sandman, chanting ritualistic gibberish and banging a drum. Video of that nose-to-nose meeting, which depicted Sandman as the villain, went viral. Led by CNN and The Post, the media, the radical left, and Hollywood celebrities smeared the boys. They weren't just the aggressors. They were privileged white racists, ridiculing not just the blacks but the quiet Indian war hero. Even worse, the privileged white racist boys were Catholics, and we all remember what awful things the church visited upon the Native Americans. But it was one big lie. A 15-minute video from Sandman's attorneys exonerated him, as did a private detective agency's report. And so Sandman sued. But now comes another video that urges viewers to fight the media giants who smeared Sandman. If they think they can smear an innocent boy, the message is, what will they do to you? 2 minutes of truth. The media, falsely targeted, attacked, vilified and threatened. Sandman, the video begins. The Washington Post, owned by the richest man in the world, led the print media's false attacks against Nicholas's reputation. CNN led the broadcast media's charge. Both recklessly spread lies about a minor to advance their own financial and political agendas. That agenda is anti-Trump, as the lawsuits note, but in any event the video says the Post and CNN doubled down on their reckless lies even though raw video showed the truth. The media told lies that will forever haunt and endanger the life of an innocent young man, lies that further divided our nation, the video continues. How long will we allow these media giants to tear at the fabric of our lives to further their own agendas? Will they ever be held accountable? The video says Sandman has taken a stand for himself and for you by filing the lawsuits, and that his attorneys will not be stopped until these Goliath corporations are held accountable for their lack of journalistic integrity. Until then, the narrator says, no one's reputation is safe. The closing seconds feature Wood, who rightly notes that Sandman did absolutely nothing wrong. If they can get away with this against a 16-year-old boy, then we're all at risk. More lawsuits. The video aside, the rest of the mob who smeared Sandman with a 2 minutes hate had better lawyer up. Next up to be sued, McMurtry told Todd Starnes of Fox Radio, or NBC, the Associated Press, HBO and its left-wing agitator, Bill Maher, who viciously attacked Sandman on January 27. I don't blame the kid, the smirking kid, Maher said on January 27. I blame lead poisoning and bad parenting. And, oh yeah, I blame the F**king kid. What a little P**CK. Smirk face. Like that's not a D**K move at any age to stick your face in this elderly man, tweeted Wood. Bill Maher falsely accused Nick Sandman of sticking his face in this elderly man's face. He vilified Nick by using obscene profanities to describe a 16-year-old. HBO counsel wrote, any effort to pursue a claim against HBO or Mr. Maher would be frivolous. I disagree. Do you? We have to issue opportunities for these news organizations to provide retractions, McMurtry said. But right now we're looking very carefully at NBC, AP, HBO. And again, HBO is primarily because they carry Bill Maher's disgusting comments about Nicholas Sandman. So those probably are the next three defendants. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.